In New Orleans today, a funeral for a man who died 250 years ago. Jean-Baptiste Boudreau II was executed on what was then French colonial soil in a gruesome process known as breaking on the wheel. His dismembered body was then thrown into the Mississippi River. Hobbs Allen is a descendant of Jean-Baptiste Boudreau, and he organized the funeral, which is being held in New Orleans. And, of course, New Orleans being New Orleans, it's something of a party. I spoke with him earlier today in the middle of the procession. How's it going so far, Mr. Allen?
Well, Jackie, I must tell you, it is hot as Hades here. It's 95 degrees and humid. Anyone who's been to New Orleans will understand. But the descendants of Jean-Baptiste Boudreau are in a very happy, if mournful mood, if I can put both of those emotions together.
Tell me about your ancestor, Jean-Baptiste Boudreau II. Why was he important?
He was a very valuable intermediary for the French, between the French and their Indian trading partners. And as such, he was much respected by the French settlers of Mobile and Pascagoula and the Gulf Coast.
Well, he seems to have been a thorn in the side of the French governor. How so?
He was arrested first for smuggling rum across international boundaries to the Spanish in Pensacola. Later, there were trumped-up charges that say that he kidnapped his mistress. The final crime he was accused of, we his descendants believe it was an incorrect charge, was inciting a mutiny of soldiers.
Now, before we get to the manner in how he was executed, I just want to warn parents that they may want to take their children away from the radio for the next minute or so. He was executed in a particularly gruesome way. What happened, Mr. Allen?
He was taken out into the public square, Jackson Square in New Orleans. He was strapped to a very large wagon wheel. An executioner walked around his body with a steel rod and broke every limb in his extremities. The wagon wheel was lifted up, and he was placed on display until he expired 2 or 3 hours later. When he died, his body was chopped into 4 pieces and thrown upon the public garbage heap. At the end of the day, his body was thrown into the Mississippi River.
The governor sounds particularly bloodthirsty. What were the repercussions for him?
When word got back that these horrific executions had occurred, he was recalled to France. He was put on trial. He was exiled to his country home. And what happened to John Baptiste is the Native Americans were so outraged at what had happened to their little chief that indeed they stopped trading with the French. The French and Indian War broke out, and France started to really dissolve, leading to the Louisiana Purchase. France was no longer able to really control their colony.
Well, it sounds like today's procession and commemoration has been a great success.
It certainly has, Jackie.
How many are you?
I would say right now we must be in the range of 75 to 100 descendants, and we are marching to the Mississippi right now where we will cast a wreath into the waters and a bag filled with the written prayers and blessings we wish to offer as a benediction and final set of prayers for Jean-Baptiste Boudreau.
Hobbs Allen is a descendant of Jean-Baptiste Boudreau II, and he organized today's funeral on the 250th anniversary of Boudreau's execution. He spoke to us from the procession of his funeral in New Orleans. Mr. Allen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jackie.